November 11th, 11-11, as we just heard, it's Armistice Day in many countries, Veterans Day here in the U.S., of course. In China, it's something else, Singles Day. If the number one symbolizes being alone, then 11-11 is the quintessence of being single, so you treat yourself to something luxurious. 11-11, no surprise, is also one of China's biggest shopping days of the year. With all that shopping comes a lot of packaging waste. You know what I'm talking about. You buy a tiny item online, and it shows up in a massive box. That's e-commerce waste, and it has environmentalists worried. Haichong Jia is the director of the Packaging Engineering Program at Rutgers University. And first off, what is it that packaging engineering professors do exactly?
We educate our students doing a good packaging, and also we educate our students to consider sustainability, and then all the other things related to packaging, the material engineering, manufacturing, and distribution, and everything else.
Yes, so on a big day like Singles Day in China, we got to think about sustainability, and you're a good one to ask about e-commerce waste. E-commerce waste, this phrase gets thrown around a lot. What exactly does that mean?
When we purchase a thing from a retail store, we directly get the package, the retail package. But if you don't have a special e-commerce package, when you order anything online, they have to put an over box on the top of the retail package, which that generates a lot of waste.
Right. So you've got the packaging the item is put into for marketing, and then you've got the box for shipping. What has to happen to reduce all this e-commerce waste?
People try to reduce the package size. I think one thing, though, is very important to know. Instead of shipping the retail product or retail package, they have to redesign a package for e-commerce. So which means the package itself can be shipped directly without the overbox, which will reduce a lot of unnecessary waste during shipment. But on the top of that, there's a trend now, which I think just started to get people's attention, is about returns. When we order things from the e-commerce, we get it in, and then very often we don't like it, we have to return it. And when we do return, what did you do? You put it in the box and then seal the box and ship it back. So it's like a double waste.
So aside from being good stewards of the environment, what incentives do companies have to reduce their own e-commerce waste?
This actually can reduce their cost. Because shipping cost is considered a lot for the e-commerce transaction. And then if you can ship multiple things in one box or in one shipment, you actually can reduce your own shipping cost, because a lot of companies nowadays, they offer free shipping and free return. So all this cost actually is on them. It's not on consumer. So they have a reason they want to reduce those waste on their own.
And aside from recycling, Professor, I mean, what else can consumers do about e-commerce waste?
They are actually the driving force, for sustainable packaging. If they put their voice up, say they want to have a better package, not just shipping a big box with a lot of air pocket or waste inside. I think company will do that because that will help them to increase their sales. So I think consumer will drive the company, and the company will see this is a benefit for them, and they will do it.
Haichong Jia, the director of the Packaging Engineering Program at Rutgers University. I never thought talking about waste would be so fascinating, but thank you very much.
Thank you.